Today on Talk Show with Remy and Connor.
Are you pregnant?
Three.
Yeah.
Fill in the blank with three words or less.
Oh my God, okay.
And it says if I could cancel one TikTok account, it would be. But I think like maybe not cancel, but just like who makes you cringe the most?
You want to know a secret though?
Yes.
Wait, we have to talk about Connor. You make out with everyone everywhere. I've heard so many.
Let's go.
Hello, Connor. We're back again.
We're
realistic.
Back.
No, I'm kidding. back again. Our second podcast episode.
Round two. How do you feel today? I know it's been a hectic
I know.
Week for
no,
you.
I'm excited for our guests. I'm a little overwhelmed. I am.
Yeah.
Not about this, just about, you know, life. But that's okay. And
right.
I think once we get started, which we are right now, once I'm in the zone, I'm in the zone. So it's okay.
Yeah. I am.
How are
over
you?
Over the moon. I'm over the moon about today. I'm over the moon about our guests as well. I obviously just got in from Reno. I got stuck at the airport overnight. So I'm feeling, this is feeling more and more like home. And you,
I feel like things like that though, don't even like stress you out or bother you. I feel like you're always happy, which is great.
They always work out. They do always work out. Now I'm here with you. This is like best case.
I'd love to think that way. I mean, like, well, it's true because it always does work out, but I'd love to think that way in the moment and not always be so stressed, you know?
Right. Well, I mean, you and I are talking, it's always so hectic. Like we respond to each other like 6 hours apart. From text,
yeah.
And we send a voice message, and our voice messages back and forth are 6 minutes long, and we'll get a hold of it eventually.
Fourth of July is this weekend. Do you have any crazy plans?
Nope, taking it really
easy.
Same. Yeah.
Honestly, like I feel like I've just been overdoing it a little bit. That I'm out in the Hamptons and with my family, and I am like,
awesome.
It's supposed to rain all weekend, and I'm actually a little bit. Kind of thrilled. Like I want to do something like maybe like on the 4th or something, but like I'm
right.
Fine to like for 2 to 3 days actually do absolutely nothing.
Well, it's the universe kind of telling us to like give
to chill.
Our livers a little little vacation themselves. So
livers
gonna have a long 4-day weekend. So do we. It's gonna be awesome. I'm curious to ask our guest Bree her plans for the weekend. I feel like they're gonna be awesome. She and I have very similar like traveling experiences, I feel like. And my Reno airport experience was less than ideal.
You think you have similar experiences just because you both like go randomly to different places and stuff like often?
Let's circle back with that. I'm actually interested to hear what she has to say. She's probably got a good story about that. But
well, last week, you know, we had our first guest, Harry, and
right.
From that we started getting some listeners, obviously. It was our
first podcast ever.
So I think it would be fun if we went through some listener questions because we gave, you know, we have the Instagram page and we have a phone
right.
number where people are out or where people are able to write in and ask some questions. So maybe we should go through some of those.
Let's go through these inquisitive minds, please.
So for some listener questions, one of them was for both of us, Connor, that says, give us some behind the scenes of your TikToks. How do you prep and make a TikTok, plan it out, or do you just wing it?
I'm curious for you because yours are so put together. Like, it seems, are you a big editor or do you film for an hour and cut pieces together? Or?
Yeah. So the way I do it is obviously when I'm planning a haul, I know what the haul is because I have to buy the clothes. So for
mm-hmm.
everyone, yes, I buy those clothes. When I'm doing a realistic haul, and then I decide whether I'm going to do, if I do the copying of the model looks, then obviously I know what I'm going to do. And then I
right.
wing the convert, like I wing whatever I say about the outfit. For everyone
right.
who doesn't know, like when I'm trying on these clothes for the hauls, it's the first time I'm wearing these clothes. I've never seen them on my body before. So when I am winging it, and it's my initial reaction to it, because I think that's what makes it actually funny, because it's literally what I'm would be thinking about in my head for the first time. And I'm just saying
right.
it out loud. So I wing it. And the only thing I like, you know, maybe obviously if it's an ad or something I'm doing, I never really follow a script unless it's for like a few lines. If I have to state a fact or like what, like a, when I go back again for a realistic Zara haul or whatever it is, and I just don't like the way I say it. But for everything else, I'm really winging it. And I'm really just like being me. And I think that's what makes the halls specifically successful. And yes, and for more serious things, when I talk about mental health and stuff like that too, like that's always truly in the moment. I never pre-plan what I'm going to say. And I think that's what also why those videos resonate with people.
Yeah. I mean, they're so natural. You are natural and you're good at it.
So are you.
And you're great at editing. I have to say, because I just recently learned how to edit things.
Which takes a very long time. And I think I'm needing just, I need to kind of delegate that to someone because it is at this point taking a lot of time off my hands. Editing is takes a while and I do like it. I actually enjoy some of it, but I can't, I need to figure that one out. It's a long time.
It is. Yeah. And it has to be your vision. So it's tough to like hand it off to somebody.
Yes. So what about you?
Yeah, I mean, the reason Reels sucks so bad for me, Instagram Reels, because I can't repost my TikToks to Reels because I can't stop talking. And so some of them are a loose script. Sometimes I'll have a seedling of an idea for a bit and I'll write it down
guys,
in the middle of the night.
TikToks are, for some people right now, can go up to 3 minutes.
Yeah.
Or some people just 1 minute, but for Reels on Instagram, you have to cut it down to 30 seconds. So that's what Connor is talking about.
Right. Yeah, that's important. I'll never do longer than a minute on TikTok. I've already accepted that. If I want to do longer than a minute, I'll go to YouTube. But a lot of my stuff is just like a monologue for 60 seconds. And it sounds like stream of consciousness, but believe it or not, it's because I film it 20 times until I can say it all in one take. And so I don't do a ton
of
editing.
You do a lot of retakes, but it's...
Yeah,
I could get it all in there.
Oh yeah, my videos that I take in one take and I can just like talk, like people are like, wow, I can tell that you started this and like didn't know where it was going to go. I'm like, oh no, I have a script basically in my head that I'm like, okay, I need to get from here to here to here to here, and it needs to be full circle. But that also leads a lot of people to be like, I do not understand what you just said. I'm like, okay.
Well, so do you film on TikTok or do you film in a separate app?
I used to film on TikTok until... I turned up the, you know, settings on my camera on my phone to make it better quality. And then you don't have the watermark. So like if I ever messed up and I needed to edit together two clips because I was filming everything from TikTok. But then if you need to use two clips from TikTok, then it's already got the watermark on it and it's less quality if you need to use, you know, so at least like if you film it on your camera roll and then edit it together,
I like
on
doing
Splice
it on the camera
or iMovie.
Roll. I think,
Then you have
Do you edit
clips
on your computer?
Sometimes if I need to add like license, like royalty free music or something. I don't like just my voice without background noise. It makes me like want to curl up into a ball and roll down the stairs. But yeah, that's it. So I guess it's half and
love
half
it.
Wing it and script it.
Yeah.
TBD.
Okay. And another question for you, Connor, where do you get your t-shirts?
This is interesting because I wear a lot of basics. Rowing blazers, I really like. Viori, I really like. This is Viori. And Target.
We love
a lot of basics.
We love all those. So every week we're going to either talk about new trends on TikTok or new features, things like that. So for this week, Connor, do you want to take it?
Yeah. Yeah. I'd actually love to take it. Hand me that baton, Remy. So this week, hashtag learn on TikTok was trending. I like this one. It's cool. Like I could just fall into this hole for hours and hours. My favorite one, like it's about life hacks and things like that. There was like changing your tire, doing like filling out a check, both of which I couldn't get through. But one that I really liked was I learned that the thing on a toaster, when it's like, you know, there's like the 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, that's not like level of toastiness, which is what I thought it was. It's like amount of minutes that it's in there. So I don't know if that was like common knowledge, but it wasn't for me. So like it wouldn't have been like that shocking to me if I would have known that like my bagel when I put it on 5 is gonna be like a brick, like a piece of lead. So good to know. Thank you, TikTok.
Do you have
any
other random thing you've learned from TikTok?
I've learned one other thing that's like really stuck with me and I haven't had to use this yet because I have not signed a lease, so I have not been living in a house that belongs to me yet. But the tinfoil or whatever, like saran wrap. In that rectangle box, you know, you pull it out and the whole tube comes out. on the sides of those boxes on the long side, you can actually push them in. They're perforated and they go into the tubes and they hold the tube there. So you can just pull on the
didn't know the that
foil
didn't
or anything that. And it just stays in there and you rip it off. Oh yeah. It's fantastic and it's good to know. That one's important.
Oh, did you know that if you like spray avocado or no, like spray oil, is it avocado oil or just not? See, I already don't know. But if you spray like avocado oil or Pam or something like that on the avocado and put it away in the fridge, like it won't go bad. It won't turn.
Oh, it's like a natural for protective saran wrap.
I saved it, so I could be saying it wrong. So guys, maybe don't listen.
Oh,
to me, but
that's enough info to look it up. Yeah.
Yeah. If you look it up, there's like, I see videos like that. Like when I find, like, I thought that was great. Cause every time I eat an avocado 2 hours later, can't eat it again.
It's disgusting.
I thought
unless
that was
you
a
eat
great
a full
little
avocado.
Hack there. And yeah. Then another really awesome, Twitter account actually that was made is called @TikTokForGood. And it's an account dedicated to all the ways that TikTok is being used to change the world for the better. So climate change awareness, pride, mental health, etc. You guys should check it out.
Yeah, I actually found a therapist that's Evolve and Bloom on TikTok. She's so good. We DM frequently. I'm like, hey, I had a dream I had a dream all my teeth are falling out. What's that about? And she's like, go get medication. But that's not a therapy thing. A lot of cool stuff I found through TikTok for Good. Check it out on Twitter.
And guys, we have our guest coming on, Bree.
Bree.
Hello. How are you, Queen?
Good. How are you guys?
Oh, we're good. We're good.
Been better.
That wasn't good at all.
No, I'm tired. I'm a little hungover. Like, but I'm good, you know? I'm sure we all feel similar.
Oh my God.
Where are you in the world right now, Bree?
I'm in New York right now.
Okay. You're in New York.
Finally, back in New York.
Yeah, where were you?
Yeah, you've been around.
Everywhere. Yeah, I've been Miami. I'm a Miami dog. I'm in Miami all the time. Never going back.
I know. Yeah. You gotta start paying rent in Miami.
Do you like burn out at all from like all this traveling, or you're like fine? I feel like you're fine.
Oh, I'm not fine. I'm down bad.
Okay. Yeah.
I was just telling Remy like before you hopped on, I just spent the night in the Reno airport. And it was horrible. So I'm waiting for the crash.
It's not fun. No, yeah, you're going to crash soon. Bad.
It's not ideal. And you know when you're just like, okay, I cannot wait to be home in my bed. Like it's a bender. The bender's over. And then, you know, you're in that situation. I'm like, I'm going to have 6 beers. I have to.
I think it's all hitting us
equilibrium.
At the same time. Yeah.
Why, pre-4th of July though? That's just.
I don't know. It's weird. I know. Like I kind of wish it was right after. Coming. But yeah, I'm like not. I just like got out to the Hamptons today. And, you know, to start my weekend, I just went right to sleep. Like, I've just been napping for a while because I'm just, like, unwell and I need to figure it out.
We're all doing pretty bad.
Yeah. This is great. We're all doing horrible, guys. Do you have any fun weekend plans?
I'm going to Martha's Vineyard for another bender of a week. So
there she goes.
Yeah.
Do you have to work at
all? The bender. No, Barstool actually gets the whole week off, which is sick.
Ooh.
Wow. I mean, ooh to that, but also my mic just fell onto my lap.
Wait, I didn't think we, wait, do you, oh yeah, you guys know each other. I was going to say, like, should we do a little intro? Well, how should we talk about how
we
know each other.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So intro. How do you two know each other?
TikTok, I guess. I had you on my podcast like a long time ago.
Oh yeah. That was funny. And Remy, we are figuring out the podcast situation right now, but when Bree had me on, and that was so fun, and that was like such early days. I knew like 6 people. And like Bree and I cut from the same cloth. We were like, it was just like FYP was all Bree. Mm-hmm. And then like I came on the podcast and I remember I was at a bar and I was like, am I good?
You're
like, oh, you're so good. You're so good. Like we can. And then it comes out and I'm like,
so bad.
And it's like, I'm like 4 or 5 pixels and you can hear like every other word I'm saying.
It was so
bad. But yeah, we were just like OG mutuals. I'm pretty sure.
Yeah.
And
We're same like the first like drunk people on TikTok, I feel.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, like, you two are. That is true, because Connor is like the, I feel like, boy version of that. Other than maybe like two-turn Tony, maybe him as well. Mm-hmm. But yeah, that's fine. And honestly, I'm trying to think as I ask that question, I'm like, how the hell do I know you?
I think we were like mutuals on TikTok and we were commenting on each other's TikToks and we're trying to hang out in New York, but we're always somewhere else, not in New York.
I know. I saved my little free rubies thing for you.
What's the free rubies thing?
No, because rubies is like, there's like a few locations, I think, or two locations, but I saw that it's just a cute restaurant, like Australian vibes, but then they have like good drinks and stuff. And I saw Brie was there and then they reached out and I was like to do whatever, a meal, like promote them, whatever. And it's my favorite. I go there alone, like, and just get avocado toast.
Oh, me too.
And sit there.
I keep the doors open.
I was like, we need to go together. And this was like 2 months ago. Like, or we just can't figure it out. So
Maybe August will be it.
Yeah. I came for 2.5 weeks and
I was gone the whole time.
I couldn't even see either of you the whole time. It's crazy.
I know. Like, I was pissed.
Both of you, I've only sat with for half an hour, and
literally,
like, it's crazy. But full
circle. I met you in person for once for like literally 20 minutes.
Yeah, so Brie came to LA and she hates LA.
I hate LA
it's
much.
A fact.
Really?
Mm-hmm. Yes,
I'm gonna get it tatted on my back.
I hate LA.
I hate.
I'm
Wait,
honestly
that's funny, though, because you only gave me Connor 30 minutes to see you, and at least now I feel better.
Yeah,
we were on a timer.
He's a busy man.
Yeah, I rode a scooter to dinner and I was like, got a blast. That was so embarrassing. And
you're
wild to see. It was
you're
so
really
bad.
Wild. Like, you're always
I'm like going past Melrose and there's like 7 cars. Like, get that. It's not even New York. Like, they will hit you.
Yeah.
And it was and I'm like dinging. I'm like ding ding. I have to cross 6 lanes of traffic in front of every cool person on TikTok that I've ever met.
I'm too embarrassed to ride a scooter. I'm just like too humiliated to do it. I can't.
I mean, I'm not ever doing that. But but good for you, Connor. But also, I just realized we didn't even introduce you. And I
we're just
in our own world here. But for everyone, we're new to this, Brie. Okay.
It's okay. I'm not used to being the interviewee. I'm usually the interviewer.
I know. That's fun.
Well, you also have like 11 podcasts that you're hosting.
I know.
Yeah.
Right?
Know. Wait, Connor, let me introduce her.
Let's go.
Introduce her.
So obviously this podcast is based on, you know, TikTokers that we love and that you love. And for those who don't know who we're speaking to, as we're just like Brie, 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 this is Brianna Chicken Fry from TikTok.
This is her. Yes.
We all love her. What do you consider, like, who are you on TikTok? What would you call yourself?
Oh, God. I hate that question. I don't know.
Don't have to do it then.
Yeah.
Oh, we do have to do it, on the contrary.
What am I? I don't know. I feel like I just post. I started off as like a college drunk girl, right? And then I dropped out of college, so I can't really coin that one anymore. So now I'm just kind of like a drunk person, and it's either sad or a good thing, you know. It's whatever you want to look
it's not gonna it's not sad until it becomes
it's 30
sad.
Until it needs to be. You're fine. Wait, how old are you?
I just turned 22.
That's crazy to me, because you seem older, and not like in a bad way older, like you seem older.
I know,
and
everyone
like,
says
you
that.
Are mature for your age.
And then I want to go right into, so like it all started on TikTok, and that is their actual coined phrase, like it all starts on TikTok, and it does,
for all of us. Yeah.
So what was the timeline, the pipeline from like TikTok to like did podcasts like Barstool, like what was the inbounds like, and then
it was so fast. So I started TikToking, I guess, TikToking in March of 2019
because I just looked.
Yeah, so
perfect. Oh, we have your first your first TikTok up as well.
Oh God, that's a war. I don't even know what that is. But I started off just like posting stupid shit, cuz it was still like Musical.ly kind of, like it wasn't funny. Mm-hmm. There was nothing good on it, so I was just like kind of joking around. Whatever, kept posting shit, and I was like, let me post like my hangovers on TikTok. And then Barstool found one of my videos of me like hungover, hanging over the toilet, and they DM'd me, and I thought they were going to ask to post it on like the Barstool page. And Connor's very familiar with that. And I was like, fuck no. Like, I don't want that on there because it's humiliating. The comments are brutal. Still, like, when my shit gets posted now, the comments are brutal. So I was going to say no.
Is this the TikTok that Nick walks? He's like in the door.
No, no, it's not that one.
Okay.
It's not that one, but that's another iconic one. But so I was like, no, I don't want it like posted, whatever. And they were like, no, just like, what's your email? So I gave them my email. And then 3 weeks later, they fly me out. I meet everyone. I'm like, what the fuck is going on? Like, I was so confused. And I knew what Barstool was, obviously, but I didn't know how like crazy Barstool was. I didn't know it was like this huge fucking thing. And
It wasn't, right? I mean, like, you were like early startup there.
Yeah.
It was huge, but it wasn't this like huge monstrous conglomerate now.
Yeah. Like it wasn't tied with TikTok at all. I feel like BFFs did that. But
Yeah.
So I did that, and then I didn't hear for them for like three and a half months. I just kept posting on TikTok doing my college shit. And then they were like, do you want an internship? And I was like, sure, why not? Because I didn't want to get like, an internship in a hospital.
Wait, where'd you go to school?
Baldwin Wallace, some random little shitty school in Ohio. So I usually just say OSU. I lie. But
Great.
Yeah. So and then I had the fastest internship in Barstool history. It was a week long. And then they hired me full time. And then I realized I couldn't do school and a full time job. So I dropped out of school and moved to New York. And now I thrust it into the podcasting world.
You thrusted it, right? So you're 21 at that point.
Well, you're doing a great job at it.
Yeah,
were you 21 when you dropped out? Okay,
I was 20 when I started Barstool. Yeah,
cool. Wow. Okay. Someone asked. Actually, it's coming to me now. Like, we have a bunch of listener questions. We have a segment for that, but I want to ask this one now.
Go ahead.
It fits. Thank you.
So, I mean, you're killing it. Obviously, it's like so incredible. Like watching all of this happen, I feel like every time, like you're just doing so much. You're all over the place and.
Yeah.
Someone asked, like, do you think that it even makes sense to go back to school at this point or like finish?
Oh, no, not at all. Especially for what I was doing. I could see if maybe my major had anything to do with what I'm doing now, but I was going to go to med school and that's just, I mean, I wouldn't get accepted into med school with what I'm on social media. They would take one look and be like, get the fuck away from any patient. So no, it absolutely makes no sense. And I think like, just school isn't for a lot of people, and it definitely wasn't for me. I just kind of went for the memories, I guess, for the experience.
I think TikTok's making a lot of people realize that. Like, I think it's like it's hard because how are you supposed to? I think it's not for a lot of people, but like also not everyone's going to be in the shoes of you or certain people that don't need to be in school. But I think that yes, there's a lot of my friends too that I just feel like it wasn't ever for them, and like. You were in a very lucky position where you're actually, I assume, doing something you love now and like super excited where you are. So, I mean, that's awesome for you.
Yeah. 100%.
I'll also say that like this happens. It's like it's not something that you can learn. Like it's just, you're born. Like it's a gift from God. Like,
yeah, I don't think it's a good idea. Yeah. I don't think it's like a good idea to say, I don't want to go to school. I want to be an influencer.
Right.
I think it kind of, you got to have a backup plan. And if it happens, it happens. But I don't think it's like, should be everyone in high school's goal to be a TikToker or,
I think,
you know, an influencer.
Cut to like Bree and someone's in the hospital in 4 years and they open their eyes and like Bree's like, hey, what up? And they're like, no.
Literally.
I think there's also something about that that's like really interesting because I just coming from personal experience said something the other day in a video like, oh, if this didn't happen to me, I would never be here. And a lot of people are like, well, that's not true because somehow this would have happened with who you are and what you have to share to the world. And there is a purpose behind it. So I think it's a mix of both that it did happen for a reason for all of us. And I think it could, especially if you, again, this was unplanned for me, but deep down, did I want something like this? Like, am I happy about it? Yes. So I think that that's a part of it too. But going, you know, you do a bunch of podcasts and now, like you said, BFFs, which is one of my faves. I really don't listen to that many podcasts and I do love that one. What can you say, which one of your favorites is that you do, or is it like, you kind of just, do you love doing all of them for different reasons?
Yeah, I love doing all of them for different reasons. I would say BFFs is the coolest in the aspect that I get to meet these people that I never thought I would meet in my life and like actually sit down and talk with them. I mean, even just like my co-hosts are Dave Portnoy and Josh Richards. Right. Like, what the fuck? Like, you would never.
So
I would never. It's so crazy. And but my, like, I love doing my own podcast just because it's like a diary and I can be myself on that. I feel like BFFs. Yeah. I feel like there's a I have a different personality on all of my podcasts, which is kind of cool, kind of fun.
Plan Brie Uncut. For
Plan Brie Uncut is my podcast, and then I have one. Because we got high, we get high, we go through the alphabet, and we talk about shit. That one's really fun. And then
that
BFFs.
One is hilarious. TikTok.
Yeah, that one's my favorite to like record because you just laugh our asses off.
That's
That's awesome.
That's hilarious. Yeah. Well, shoot, I just had to go ahead, Remy. I had something I felt like was so good, and then I just lost it.
Oh, it's structurally, it'll come back to you, Connor.
Structurally, like the ADHD in this, like I've got
no.
My notes
I stopped
open,
interviewing. I stopped interviewing people on Plan Brie because I didn't like it. I was like, I can't, I'm just going to talk because I don't even know.
So you just get
on
and chat with
say.
People. Yeah. Yeah. It, I mean, I just talk. It's so fun. And we were talking about you coming on and I was like, this is going to like, we can set this up as much as we want, but like we're, it's going to end up an hour's going to pass and we're going to be like, blah, 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 blah. But
yeah, it's better that way, honestly.
But Remy's got the whip on me and she's so good at this.
Yeah,
so,
she is. She I is. Guess you could tell.
She is. She's so good. She's like, let me
She's
let
like,
Connor
oh,
finish his.
Yeah. No,
I don't
no,
even know how to read.
No, I think this is again, Brie. This is like new for us. Like I feel the same way. Like we're like, I've just been getting like interviewed for so long and talking about myself, which I'm actually over. Not, I'm not over it. I'm just saying like it's nice to take a little break and ask some other people about them because I'm. I don't want to talk. I went to dinner with my friends the other night, and I was literally going. We were going around the table because you can see each other. Life updates. I go, let's get me. Everyone knows what's going on in my life. We don't need to all. I just. I don't want to talk anymore. So, this is about you today. So, we do have some you know, fun little segments.
Okay, I love fun little segments. Let's get fun. Let's get goofy.
Word association for Brie.
Okay.
You're going to say the first word that comes to mind after I say a word.
Okay.
Okay. Number one, Vinnie Hacker.
Hot.
Wop.
What did you say? Mop?
Wop.
Oh.
Wet ass.
Vagina.
Nice.
Okay.
This is good so far.
This is good. I can't hear you. Say it again.
Okay, I'm sorry. Snails.
Gary.
Yeah.
That's good.
Queen.
Beyonce.
Yes. Fact.
I don't even really like Beyonce, actually. Unpopular opinion. I think she's overrated. Okay, yeah.
It's not that
I can't say that. I'm going to get shot in the face. Whenever I say that, people come for me.
The beehive is coming for you.
Yeah, I'm going to get killed.
Fact.
Teacher.
Buzz.
B. I'm so bad at this.
That one.
Honestly, I'm bad at things like that. My brain doesn't work quickly.
Yeah, right. My brain really doesn't.
Yeah, I have a slow there. All right, Connor, next one, you.
Okay, I want to jump in one more time. I want to throw in another listener question, and it's going to be very, very TikTok related.
Okay.
I am curious what your For You page looks like, because if it's anything like mine, and with like the drinking stuff and like the content is kind of all over the place. Like
my shit is my shit is all over the place. I feel like lately it's a lot of like, you know, the people, I don't know the girls' names, but they sit in front of the like TikTok drama and just like talk about, they like read the Shade Room's posts or whatever.
Yeah.
I have a lot of that because of BFFs.
Right.
And I have a lot of drinking and baby content. I hate to admit it. I love me some baby content.
Oh, wow.
And I like every baby video I see. And the Yeet baby, Marley.
Yep.
Shout out.
Wait,
them.
I don't know
I
who
would
that is.
Die. Oh, you're missing
Remy,
out.
Remy, you gotta what get on fuck? Yeet baby talk.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, Yeet you baby, Marley, and Uncle Chris. They're the best ever.
I love them.
So
Uncle
it
Chris
really
is getting hitched.
I know he's getting married. I'm super excited
for him.
He
said something about how when he posted that he was engaged, he lost like 10,000 followers.
God. Yeah, because everyone was simping over
everyone was
Chris.
Like, I thought you were going to give me a baby. And so, you know what? The For You page actually knows more about you than you know about yourself. So
they do.
Yeah,
they do.
Are you pregnant?
I don't know.
Oh no.
That's gonna go bye-byes if I am. Bye-bye,
Plan
baby.
Bree.
Yeah, we'll go take a couple of those right after this. God. Drink the baby. Sorry.
That is really, it really is so, like, the FYP is, like, brilliant in its own, but it is really funny just hearing what, like, how Harry last week was like, I'm obsessed with bees. And, like, now we know you're obsessed with babies.
Yeah, I don't hear the pitter-patter of little Bree steps.
But only, not real babies in real life. Like, I like funny babies on TikTok, but, like, a real baby in real life, it's like, fuck off.
No babies in real life. Like, I don't.
No real life babies. Only funny
absolutely not. Like, your teeth are, like, way whiter than mine.
Hey, guys, it's this. I got this ring light from the gas station.
I know, you need a ring light.
Gotta get one.
Char and Dixie, they sell ring lights. You can get one from them.
Oh yeah.
I have a ring light somewhere. I'm just a mess today, and I'm in like this corner. I asked to do the podcast downstairs. My whole family's like, nope, go in your room. Like, we need to walk around and do stuff. I'm like, this is why I need my own space. Anyways. Okay, Brie.
Yes.
Fill in the blank with three words or less.
Oh my god, okay.
If I didn't work at Barstool, I would
probably be dead. Is that three words?
That was great.
Probably be dead. Good job.
That was three. That was good. Okay. That
okay.
Was good.
The most takes I've done trying to make a TikTok is
probably one or two. I never like redo TikToks. They're not. You can't redo them. Mine aren't very planned out. Mine are very stupid. Like, they're not planned.
The best videos that perform like the best are
the one takers
that you're like, boom, that's funny to me, I'm posting it.
Yeah. Is it, if you rethink it and you keep trying to tell the joke, it gets worse and worse and worse.
Yeah. Oh, geez.
I don't think, I feel like that's something we probably all don't do often. Like, even for me too, like, when people are like, oh, do you plan out like the crazy weird shit you say? And I'm like, no, because that would be weird. The only things I like repeat 100 times are back again with a realistic, like something like that, where it's like just one line where I'm like trying to say it. I'm like, wait, horrible. Like, it's, I need to redo it. But like when I'm being the only, that's why people gravitate towards your content or whatever, is you being you and it not being planned out.
Exactly.
Next one. I consistently stalk Blank's TikTok page.
The Yeet Baby.
The Yeet Baby.
No, it has to be someone else.
Okay. Someone that I actually stalk. I see. I don't stalk a lot of people. Fuck.
How about instead of three words, three people, like your three favorite this week?
Okay. Three people that I really like to watch on TikTok. I like, I like Spencois a lot. I like to look at his TikToks. Noah Miller. I had to unfollow him though, because when I followed him, he stopped showing up on my For You page. And then when I didn't follow him, he ran my For You page. So I had to unfollow him to get him.
Is that a thing on TikTok?
I don't know. Why? It is for me.
That's interesting.
I feel like it's like a sponsored ad. Like, they're trying to sell you somebody, you follow them, and they're like, cool.
Yeah.
It's weird. And then Quinn.
Blackwell?
Blackwell. Yes. Oh, I fucking love
her. I'm understanding more and more your style. It's those people just like are naturals.
Yeah, they're just so funny without trying. Yeah, I love it.
I met Quinn. She's with UTA as well, but I met her. We did the Free People shoot together like a month or two ago in Santa Barbara, and she's just funny.
Yeah, I feel like she's just like so naturally funny.
And chill, yeah.
Yeah.
The TikTok trend I never, ever want to see come back is?
What is the worst TikTok trend? Guys, I'm not on TikTok trend page. I'm on like stupid fucking For You page.
I don't have trends.
But what was like the worst trend? I'm trying to think of like cringy trends. Remember the fucking trend where you would turn to the side and people would like stick their tongue out like all the way? And
Do you guys remember
that? That was horrifying. I blocked every single person I saw do that.
I'm dead.
Yeah. Like all the cringy ones.
I just feel like the songs bother me. I'm like a sound person where like if something's repeated, like, which is TikTok, something repeatedly is happening and it's like bothering me. Like, I'm like, get away. Like the,
honestly, the WAP, I was like over it. I'm like,
that was annoying.
That was my favorite.
That was your favorite ever?
I love that. Yeah.
Really?
I like when the moms did it.
RIP, that was like, I didn't want to hear that again.
Yeah. When people would change it and do like their own words, I was like, oh my God, shoot me in the face. None of them were funny.
I kind of want to tweak one of these.
Okay.
And it says if I could cancel one TikTok account, it would be. But I think like maybe not cancel, but just like who makes you cringe the most on that? Just like you actually can't even watch. You may even like them. Could be a sway guy that you've met a couple times.
Yeah, there's one I want to say, but I can't say. I'll say another one. Obviously. I say it, dude, Bryce Hall. Every time I talk so much shit about Bryce Hall, but like, I feel like any single person, Josh, I can't watch his videos. Josh's videos are pretty brutal to watch.
I think it's funny that he even still like makes those videos.
He knows that it works.
I mean, it works for him.
He in person, like I was expecting him to be like the biggest, like, douchebag in the world when I met him, and I was like, I'm not gonna like this kid at all. I fucking love him. I would go to war for Josh. He is the sweetest.
I'm obsessed
funniest,
with him.
And he knows, like, he talks about how cringy he is. He like he completely is 100% self aware. I feel like a lot of the other ones aren't very self aware.
I've met a couple in LA that I'm like, okay, this is gonna be the worst person on the planet, but suck it up.
And they're
10
and they're
out
good,
of
right?
10 times, they're awesome. They're so sick.
Yeah.
And they're like,
they're pretty
self
aware.
Yeah. And
but I think also because Josh
like,
can, like,
yeah. Noah Beck
Josh
was pretty
can,
cool.
Like, take the heat and stuff. Wow. Like, how he does have the singing videos, and he's just like, yeah, like, I did.
Yeah.
When
those,
and
I think Dave has also helped him a lot.
Yeah.
What happens? So, like, obviously, like, Barstool Sports is kind of like shifting to what's relevant, and like, TikTok's relevant, and Josh is obviously on.
Yeah.
Like, and I read some of the comments when, like, TikToks are posted, and it's relevant to me. I enjoy that stuff, but like a lot of the people are like, go back
this
to
is
sports
Barstool
and like
sports.
It's just it's not relevant. Like, Barstool Sports was never just strictly sports. It was like, so
those are like
what's
the,
that like, what's the shift like?
There's a lot TikTok? Of people well on the comments, there's a lot of people, those are like the OG stoolies who are like, this is supposed to be Barstool Sports and no women allowed, this is like Barstool. Those are like the OG, like, awful people. Not even honestly stoolies, just like, just people that suck that like used to watch Barstool when they were I don't know, fucking in the 90s. But I feel like Barstool has such a new audience now and such a younger audience compared to like a year ago, and it's just grown so much that I feel like Barstool is like a bigger name than it was, and a lot of people didn't expect it to be.
I think so too. Yeah. I think there's so many reasons, even this year during quarantine, what you know, Dave did with the small businesses and stuff. I think that was like a big thing that kind of like grew the audience to some other people that never, you know, were interested
that was
before.
Wild.
And then obviously BFFs, just bringing that into TikTok and like a younger generation, which was very smart. He's a very smart man.
Barstool touches like every single, you can name any demographic and Barstool has something that touches it. Like, there's so much inside of Barstool that people don't even realize is a part of Barstool.
Yeah.
Which is crazy.
And I think that too, it's like, so my content's very different than obviously Barstool stuff, and when I did, you know, when I've gotten, like, when I like wear the hats or do certain things, I'll get some, maybe some people negative things from, like, because I have a lot of you know, I have all females and stuff, and everyone like has their own thing, but like I'm someone that just kind of stands for, like, when I like something and I'm behind something, I don't really give a shit what everyone else thinks. So I'm a true fan, and that's kind of how, and I think that you couldn't fit in anywhere better. Like, I think it's awesome that they brought you into BFFs.
Something I love watching when the clips are played, like the dynamic between like you three. What's that like when you're actually filming? Because I'll be on like TikTok and one of those, or not TikTok, Snapchat, and those like discover tiles, and it's like,
yeah.
Like, this person, like Josh Richards called out for blah, blah, blah on set. Mm-hmm. And I'm like, it goes, and then like you pop up and I'm like, oh my God, like, there she is.
It's,
and what
so
is it?
Weird. The dynamic.
I know you've joked around about like them, like it's just being like them, and then like you came on for an episode, right? And it went so well that they just kept. They were like, this makes sense.
Yeah, I kind of don't know or remember when you went into that.
I don't even either. So I was in the office, and I get like a text, and it's from like a guy that we work with, Gaz, and he's like, come in to BFFs. And I'm like, oh my God, like, why am I at this point, I had never spoken to Dave in my life. Like, we have never conversed ever.
Oh, that's funny.
So I come in and I sit like in the producer's chair and whatever. I'm just there as like a third mic. I think I said like three things, and Dave on the show was like, "This is the most that we've ever spoken." I'm like, "Yeah, I'm horrified of you. You scare the shit out of me." And then it went pretty well. And then I kept coming back every week. And as it went on, they like added a camera. And then they were like, why are we even having her over there? Like, we should just put her next to Dave. And then I started sitting next to Dave. And then it just, I think like it was too bro-y, like Dave and Josh. It was just like too of a bro-y podcast. They needed like a female aspect. So I think it worked. And then it just stuck. And somehow I landed that, which I still don't understand. But the dynamic with them two is so in person. It's a lot better. And Dave... He likes to shit on me and Josh a lot. Mm-hmm. He's like he's like the dad figure. It's like, honestly, it's really funny. Like, me and Josh have to explain every little single thing to him. Like, me and Josh will just be having a normal conversation and Dave will be like, what's that mean? What's no cap mean? Like, what are you talking about?
Yeah.
We just have to like explain everything.
I can picture it all. Yeah.
It's really funny. I don't know. It's a great work environment. It's kind of like a family dynamic, as creepy as it sounds, but it's like a really good, it's a good trio.
No, that's
who
awesome.
Is your dynamic is awesome. Favorite guest that you've had so far from that specific podcast?
This is hard. Controversial answer, Jeffree Star. Mm-hmm. That was the fucking best interview.
I didn't listen yet. I have to listen.
It was really good. And it was better for me because Josh and Dave didn't really know anything about him. So I was kind of leading it, which was fun. But awesome. Other than that, definitely Cody and Noel, because that was actually one where I laughed. I feel like a lot of guests we have on, I don't really laugh. And I was like laughing my ass off. But that's when I was still in the producer's chair. So I didn't even get to like see them or talk to them. And it was sad.
Oh, that's sick. Yeah, you guys have incredible people on.
Yeah, it keeps getting bigger. BFFs is blowing up and it's scary.
Jeffree Star caught me like, I was like, what? Am I like,
I know.
This right on the Barstool page, Jeffree Star?
It was that unreal. Was
some bombshells in that one. If anybody hasn't listened to that.
I am that somebody and I need to listen. I'm so excited.
Yeah, it's a good one. You got to.
Are you into Brie, like all the TikTok, like actual drama? Like, do you follow it on your own with all of the, you know?
No, I don't.
Because I feel like that is what a lot, or maybe it like kind of started. That's when I feel like BFF started. It was a lot of that. And now it
started with a lot. I feel like it started as a drama podcast.
Yeah.
A lot of guests.
That's when I started listening. Yeah.
Yeah. Every guest that we have on, they sit down and they're like, I'm so scared. And we're like,
it's
why
like the
is
red table talk.
So scared to come on BFFs. Yeah, I don't get why everyone is so nervous.
It's like the dynamic, because like I feel like you guys have bits of information that like aren't being shared anywhere else, and it's from all sides. Anytime I listen,
you guys, it's literally because of Dave. Like, not like I Dave don't. I feel like he would be very nice, but I feel like to people. It just is an intimidating.
Well, yeah, he calls it how it is. And if he sees that you're like lying, he'll be like, bullshit, you're fucking lying.
Exactly. Yeah. And people are afraid of that.
But it's like a comforting vibe too, not a mean one.
Maybe we should good cop, bad cop it. I think that'd be fun.
Good cop, bad cop, right?
On here.
Do it. Who's
have
good?
To
Remy's
like,
bad?
Do you want to be Dave? And I'll be Bree?
Oh, well, I guess you already think I'm Dave, I guess. You think I'm the bad?
Yeah. I mean, I could try to be
no,
Dave.
No, honestly, it could
Bullshit.
Only work that way.
It could only work that way.
Yeah. Well, I want to throw in about, we got so many listener questions from Instagram.
Yeah, let's fucking play them out.
We do listener questions for anyone listening on Instagram day before. We also have a phone number that you can call and leave a voicemail for our guests. 404-919-7752. Yeah, I mean, these lines that people are adding to like actually send a voice message make so much sense because I can't type.
It's so much better.
Sorry. The yard.
What was that?
I thought that was a toilet flushing.
Me too.
Was it?
No, it was someone spraying a hose on the window. Apologies. Now I'm sweating. So
I have no AC. I've been sweating this whole entire time.
I had to turn the fan
off
because we're recording.
I'm dripping sweat, and I keep like
I'm dripping.
Like I'm literally so hot, and like they don't allow me in my home to turn on like the AC. Like everyone likes it warm, and I like it freezing cold, and I'm dying in here. It's so rude.
I just want to like chug this, not because I want to be drunk, but because I'm fucking sweating. So I'm not.
I was sweating last week. I'm sweating last week because we had Harry Jowsey on, and I kept giving jokes, and they weren't landing, and I was like, "My audio on? Should I say that again?"
I think you two just have a little bit of a different sense of humor.
Yeah, it's bad.
It wasn't bad. You're like sarcastic, and some people aren't.
So I'm gonna rapid fire some questions. Don't feel the need to like
shoot them up.
So the exact moment that you realize that like you're blowing up on TikTok, I kind of went through like your very early stuff, and like it was did we touch that on that with like the toilet situation, the puking, and then is that when you started blowing up? And
no, I would say I started like blowing up maybe right before I dropped out. When I was like Blue Raspberry Colada Gang, and I was like, it was
when was
really
that
like peak?
Like how
that
many
was
months? Yeah, when was
it
that?
Was November 2020.
Okay.
Or like
that
October,
was a good time.
Like
that was a good time for TikTok for a lot of people.
It was.
I was on Cloud 9 November of last.
Wait,
year.
Was that?
And not everyone was on it yet.
September. Yeah, I'm like trying to think. I don't even know like the times anymore. Was that before?
That was like seven months ago.
Oh, that's
I remember.
Okay, that's when I started.
Yeah, I remember that time specifically because there was a meme going around that was like the family, the white family, like sitting at the dinner table, and they're all looking, and the caption was like, there's our little TikToker. Let us see you shake some ass. And like,
I think Lil Sass made that.
Yeah, no, it was. It was him. That's what it was. Because he actually, when I read it, I hear it in his voice.
Yeah. He's fucking hilarious.
He is so funny. A spider is crawling towards me. So if my camera goes off.
I didn't know if that was a question. I'm like, I saw you like looking out of the corner.
No, I'm gonna jump. I'm gonna hear. I think the next question I wanted to ask was there was a lot of people in the. Ooh, it's coming really quick.
No,
kill it.
There was a lot of people that
Connor
asked.
Connor wouldn't kill a spider.
Oh, I would.
Blow it away or something.
He's like, oh, I don't.
We just hear the splat.
Wait, I'm freaking out.
You know what the worst thing is about. A spider is not seeing a spider. It's trying to kill it and then not seeing where it went. So.
Yeah, and then if you didn't kill it, and then now it's going to be crawling on the back of your neck.
I'll be shooting from a new location next week because I'm burning my house down.
We live in different places, but it's pouring right now by me. So I feel like this is going to break the heat wave, you know?
It was pouring.
Oh, congrats, East Coasters.
You're not
far away.
Sorry.
It's a glorious 76 degrees in...
Wait, that's
Southern
nice,
California.
Though. It's been 95 degrees here.
It was
in New
106.
York.
Like, it was fucking ridiculous.
And wait, I went to the Gossip Girl premiere last night, and I was like, I went with my friend Ella, we're standing on the red carpet, we're about to take pictures, and she was like, Remy, you're like, sweat is all through the back of the orange dress I was wearing. Like, you saw it all. I was like, I can't be that like influencer girl. I can't go to events. I can't look good. Like, I'm a mess.
I'm dripping sweat wherever I go. I mean, that's
dripping
me
sweat. It's horrible.
So bad. It's so bad.
Anyways,
So what I was trying to do before the spider came in was a segment that we're gonna call Five and Under Five.
Okay.
I was gonna score rapid fire them, but like 19 people also asked, like, if you were to give someone an advice, and we kind of touched on like I wouldn't tell someone to start a TikTok and drop out of college, obviously, but. Mm-hmm. If you were giving someone advice and they had what it takes to be a star, what it takes to be the next Brie, what would be your advice for starting
a
page from scratch? Like right now, thinking for me, if I had to start from zero followers, like it's so overwhelming. I don't think I'd be able to do it.
I don't either. I think it was such a different time when we started, but I think what we all did when we started, we didn't have someone to like look. I don't know. We didn't like morph our pages off of someone. We didn't really like inspire it off of anyone. We just made content that we enjoyed and that we liked. And instead of trying to like kind of copy or reproduce something that seems like it's working, I would say just do like actually what you enjoy making and try to make it as organic of you that you can, because it's so obvious. It's so obvious when it's like
so
inauthentic.
It's so obvious. Like,
and it's always really funny, and I've seen it happen for both of you specifically. I've seen it happen for myself a lot as well, and it's painful to watch, but like, you know when
people
Kmart versions of you start popping up on your feed, and people are tagging you like, oh, this is giving me you know, fibula vibes or Remy vibes or Brie vibes.
Yeah.
And I'm like, yeah, because that's what I said. And they just reworded it.
I've seen multiple people copy me and blow up more than me. And it makes me want to shoot my fucking head off.
Yeah.
Yeah. I'm like,
you're
really
just copying deliberately what I'm doing.
I had to stop myself because I used to, when I see people copying, like, I would be like, comment and be like, like, I would always like say a little like comment, and then people started like catching on and being like, Remy, like, people are like, and like, it is true, like, TikTok is where like you are able to, I mean, the whole point, I wouldn't say copying, but it's kind of what it is. It started with people, like, creating dances, but it's very obvious when you see, like, if I saw someone right away, I'd be like doing something similar to you, like, in my head you go to the original creator, and you know who they're getting it from. Yeah. So I think
it's
just
not like I'm saying I was the first one to be drunk and hungover, but on TikTok, yes, I was. So.
Yeah. And I'll
coin that.
I also think that it's like you said, Remy, it's obvious, and also like it's painful. I got a DM, so my strategy has always been, I'm gonna follow this person because
I don't think you're ever
gonna see it, and then I don't ever say a word.
That's
I just
a good,
follow them.
That's a good strategy,
and they notice, you know. And I just got a DM last week. Like, I like have no problem. Like, if you're gonna be successful, like, and it's off of my stuff, like,
you seem like a very non-confrontational person.
I don't want to be confrontational. I'm like, more power to you. If you're gonna blow up using exactly what I said, like, good luck writing the new
good
one.
Job.
And I like, I'll take your next one, but. This guy DMs me, and you know, he's a great looking dude. I'm like, it's a little bit intimidating when I'm like watching him do really well taking my stuff. I'm like, do you mind like slowing down on the content that you're stealing because I need to make some new videos? But he's like, shoot, I don't know what I'm gonna do now that you followed me. Like, full blown was like, I guess I need to stop taking your
said
videos.
That?
Yeah,
oh,
no,
shit.
For like for sure. And I was like, hey, hats off to you, dude. That like most people don't, you know,
admit it.
So like, I don't care, but.
I don't care, but I kind of do, so please stop.
I know. Like, when you're delivering the lines better than me and, like, timing is
like,
so much better.
On.
I'm like,
it's but it's your joke and you did it. And it's like, come on. But I guess if you're better,
well,
than
I was
better.
Always thinking for drinking as well, like, and, like, you know, that's low-hanging fruit. And we all knew it. But, like, we're fun. Like, being good at drinking, and this goes for all of us, is a personality trait. And it goes on your resume. And
but you're funny with it. You're not just, like, drinking. You tell jokes drinking. And you make it personable and it's funny.
Right. And I think that leads us into our next rapid fire question in segment 5 and under 5.
These are the least rapid fire.
I know.
Questions.
Well, the 5 and under 5,
better,
the 5
though,
was
better.
The 5 and under 5, it's 5 hours actually. So that's what I did.
Oh, good. Yes. Okay.
So buckle
I'll order
up.
Some food.
I got a question actually from my college group text, because for whatever's in the water recently, everybody's been doing these like extended benders. And I think you're pretty transparent with how you take care of yourself.
The world's back open.
Yeah. What's your secret to recouping post?
Oh, God. Okay. Well, definitely, I don't recover. I haven't recovered yet. I don't know. I'm actually down so bad lately. Like, I had to, when I came back from Miami, okay, I would say taking 3 days off of literally life. Like, I need 3 days off of life to completely come back to it. Like, I'm talking sit in my basement, go home to mom. Like, leave New York, go home to mom, sit in the basement, waters only, have her cook all of my meals. If you have access to that, it's gonna replenish you. And if not, power to you. I would say drink through it until you can't drink anymore.
Yeah, and what I love is that you will post all that content.
Oh, yeah,
and 100%. It feels like we're there with you.
We're going through it together.
Which
and
is
then,
what I love.
But I hate the comments on TikTok where it's like, people actually are like, you need to get help.
Yeah.
You need to seek. I'm like, dude, I'm 22. I'm
You're
on a 22. Bender. Shut the fuck up.
Yeah. It's, and it's also like, if I was going through something, and I can't speak for everybody, I'm not like, when you should ask if I'm okay is when I take 2 weeks off of posting. Like, I promise if I'm having a mental breakdown, I'm not taking out my phone and editing it on Splits.
Yeah.
Exactly. Exactly. I wouldn't.
I haven't done
my mentalness.
Well, do you guys get like hungover? I feel like you do. You get like hungover, like not well, or you just keep going.
I get bad.
I was gonna say, I think Breeze like.
I sometimes go to the hospital. Like it's
yeah, but then I feel like the next day you're drinking again and fine. Like when I get hungover, it's like 3 days long, and I'm like not moving, and I am like off of social. social media. I'm like, I'm not well, I'm not doing well. But like the best part I think too is like, I don't do what you guys do when it comes to like making the content of it. But like when I am hungover and do videos, I honestly think it's the funniest thing. I think I'm the funniest person.
That's my best content. That's
when I'm hungover, I'm like brainless and I'm just like, yeah, like a freak.
You're so slap happy and shit.
I love your drunk videos too, that you're like, I'm gonna delete this tomorrow morning, and they all get like several million views.
I know. I'm like, never delete this.
What? I know, but then my dad texts me yelling at me the next morning.
That's hard.
And he's like, Remy, this is not your brand. And I'm like, but you know what? It's me. So I'm going to keep it up. And if you want to unfollow me, unfollow me. That's what I said to him last week.
Yeah, I feel like that's hard. I feel like me and Connor have built a brand where that's like what we can do and people want to see that. But for you, it's a little different. Like you can't.
It really is. It's like people are so sensitive when I do something out of the Remy they know. But the thing is, like, remember when I posted the videos of me just like hooking up with guys, like old Remy, whatever.
Yeah,
like that is the Remy that all my home friends know and whatever. Like, cause I can be that girl too, but I never showed that side of me. Like, I think when I said to people, like, I've never had a boyfriend and stuff, they were like, oh, poor Remy's never hooked up with a boy. And like, I think that's what they thought of me. And I was like, oh, I think it's time to show the other sides. And like, then people get offended in some way. People liked those, but I think some people, they're like, we want your haul. We want the Remy.
And I'm
like,
for. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's that's the whole thing about TikTok and having a niche. Like, imagine you started posting. I'm trying to think something like that's really out of like the realm for you. I don't know. I mean, I don't really know.
Dancing. Like, I just started like dancing and like.
Have you never danced on TikTok?
I've never danced on TikTok. No.
You guys know that I used to. I used to dance like a lot. On TikTok.
You didn't.
Yeah.
Wait,
I mean, not actually, but. I'll tell
like
you
trying
what.
Trying to be a hot boy? Like,
No. Oh, but I won't. I'm not going to lie to you. That thought did cross my mind when like I'm like, oh, I'm pretty good at this one. Should I do like a serious dance?
I would like both of you.
I've tried, but never post. Never post.
Yeah.
I want you both to do it, but completely sober. Thank you.
Impossible.
There's no like right now, Brie, like in your room, like after this, just like sober and just like, oh, well, are you sober?
I would be dripping sweat. I'd be screaming. Yeah. Well, wait, you want to know a secret though?
Yes.
It's not really it's not a secret. I just need to tell you. My mom the other day, so my mom downloaded TikTok for like the first time ever. She doesn't know how to use a phone, whatever. She's like 60. And she was like telling me about her favorite TikToker. And I'm like, wait, this sounds familiar. And it's you, Remy. You're my mom's favorite TikToker. Oh. All she does is talk about you. God. You're the only person she follows. And wait, can you smile for my mom real quick? Wait, she just texted
me. I'll just go.
Wait, you can just fuck off. Remy, everyone listening, Remy's just gonna say hi to my mom real quick. Will you say hi to my mom?
Wait, can you tell me her name?
Her name is Peggy.
Peggy, hello, it's me, Remy. Thank you for being a fan. I love you so much more than Brit.
Thank you.
Hey, Peggy.
She's literally gonna shit her pants. Yep.
Hey, Peg.
Hi, Peggy. It's me, Connor too. I'm here.
Peg, just like my username. Peg.
No, my mom won't even watch my TikToks though, so she would hate your TikToks.
I need to know what your family she wishes I were. What is your? Oh my god! I just got a text pop up on my screen from my sister in the other room. Hi, Brie. Whoa!
Wow, this is crazy. Connor.
She loves
you. Go?
Oh my god! Wait, Connor. I'm so wait. She just goes my fave. Just Brie. Connor, I think.
Okay.
No, I'm kidding. I'm kidding.
Oh, my Uber's
here.
No,
Connor's the best
Connor,
part.
I'm joking. My mom said my mom said that you're very cute and handsome.
Oh, see, I'll take that. That's fine. That's great for me.
Wait, we have to talk about Connor. You make out with everyone everywhere. I've heard so many.
Wait, why haven't I heard about this? I thought you were like celibate or something. Like, I didn't know you like hook up
I've seen so many tweets, so like, many like videos, and I just hear you're a party animal and you like to make out.
Well, the world is like nature's healing.
That's true.
I would freak out if I saw you hooking up with someone in my presence. Like, I would take 100 pictures. Like, I just like I don't know.
Me
like,
too.
I
oh,
like,
and they and it
I
happens.
I would make
and
the
that's,
best TikTok. Ever.
I shouldn't have engaged with the first person that posted it, but I did because I needed to use them for an ad. I was
wait,
down,
Brie, listen to
I was
the
down severely.
That Connor did for me the other day. My friend's in love with him, like obsessed, like just nonstop. Like talks about him, and it was her birthday and we were at her birthday dinner and I was like, oh my god, yes, I need you. She like was talking about you at the dinner, and then I'm just like texting Connor, I'm like, please just FaceTime her, and I'm like FaceTime her phone, like she'll freak the hell out. And he was like, I'm in the, what, the sauna or something? Was your shirt on?
I was naked.
I don't know. I was like, perfect. Do it right now. Like, she'll die. And you really made her night. She really, she's like freaking. She's like, I need to.
Well, now she's going to be obsessed with you.
She's the best. But yeah, that's been a little bit of a situation that I need to nip in the bud. Because one thing that I don't know if you've dealt with this, either of you, but like, I haven't like been like, oh, people know who I am at places now. Like, I need to clean out my act. I'm like, I'm out with my friends. Like, I'm just because people are taking photos of me, I'm not going like, to like not take my shirt off.
Yeah.
Crowds are.
I feel like that's a bad thing. Like, everywhere I go, I feel like our audience, especially me and you, Connor, they're always out. They're always at the bars.
Yeah.
And at the end of the night, I'm like, fuck, did I? Like, there's going to be videos.
If I look at my tagged photos on like a Saturday or Sunday morning, it's like, I'm drenched in sweat, like happiest I've ever been with like my best friends that I don't know.
Don't know them. It's really bad.
It's
I feel like it's gonna get us in trouble soon, but we'll see.
Well, I don't think anybody here is like a horrible person at 3 a.m. I feel like we just like
just like disgusting
amplified versions of ourselves in a gross way.
Just disgusting. Yeah.
Wait, going back, Brie, because I'm actually really interested. Like, what does your family think about your content? Like, do they drink? Do they think it's funny? Are they not interested? No. Like, I'm what is it?
I've never seen either of my parents drunk in my whole entire life. I had the strictest parents growing up. Like, I had to sneak like crazy, crazy strict. It was scary. Growing up in my house was scary. Like, I had to hide everything. And I think that's what made me more crazy, honestly.
Yes.
But now they're very into it. They're very open. My dad was a crazy crazy person when he was growing up, so he like doesn't drink anymore because he's like, I'm too old to be getting that insane. Mm-hmm. He used to have his own bar and whatever. So I think I'm my dad, and I think once like I settle down from being this crazy, I probably just won't drink again because I don't like drinking to just casually drink. I actually like, honestly just like to get fucked up.
Oh yeah.
I'm even the same way though. I don't like really like. I'm more well. I like to like casually sometimes sip on wine, but if it's anything else, like I'm like if I'm going out, like I just need to get drunk because then I'm just like. First of all, I don't want to just sip. This isn't enjoyable. Like it's just like there is a purpose there, you know.
Yeah, Remy, I
saw you casually sipping on a glass of wine last night on Ella's story, casually sipping down a glass. In like
wait, you mean chugging in 2 seconds?
Yeah.
Because I was stressed. I got a blow up. 2 seconds later, it was ruined because it was like 100 degrees out. And I walk into her apartment pissed off. There was a hair person, a makeup person. They're like, hi. And I was like, I just walked over, didn't say hi to anyone, grabbed the wine, and I chugged the whole thing in 2 seconds. I was like, all right, hey. I'm good now.
Yeah, I mean,
I think you guys are rubbing off on me.
Like, a Pinot Bomb.
This is like the new Pinot Bomb. I don't even know if it's a new Remy or old Remy, but I do feel like I'm also getting better with the hangovers. Like, I feel like I'm just like, you know, well, it's go time. So I don't really have excuses.
I thought this year, like getting older was going to suck, but it's honestly just getting more fun. I feel like I'm having more fun as I get older.
Wait, I'm 26 and I'm still like ratchet. Like you can, like, it's going to go on.
I thought it was going to get like, I had to become like a real person, but I'm just becoming more of a fake person.
And my sister's just, like, 28 and she just moved to Miami and she goes out till 11:30 a.m. So she's still thriving over there.
I feel like nothing's less fun as you get older. It's just different fun. Like you're at an event.
Yeah, it's different fun. It's different.
You're at an event instead of drinking vodka out of a water bottle in a field.
Exactly. You know? Exactly.
But it's the same. It's all a metaphor and it's all relative. Okay.
Brie,
my sister
just messaged me again. That's popping up on my computer in the background, distracting me. But she was like, "Brie, when you come to Miami, go out with me."
Okay. Yeah. Just give me her number after I got you.
She's fun. She's a ton of fun. All right, Connor. What were you going to say? I'm sorry.
I want to get back really quick to TikTok because this is my favorite question to ask people.
Okay.
And it's like, I ask this in person every single time to people too. What is like the weirdest directly related to TikTok situation you've ever been in? Party, meeting someone, usually like,
okay,
like I can't think of something
like
specifically, but like if you really think about it, like this
like
person.
Like the weirdest related to TikTok.
Or like someone that followed you, that invited
you
to something.
It wouldn't have happened if it,
yeah. Butterfly effect.
Okay. I feel like there's a lot that I'm not going to be able to think of, but I have a very recent one where I was in the Bahamas last weekend and I feel like my whole following was there. Like, it was crazy. Two Chainz was sitting next to us, and there was a crowd around me. And I was like, Two Chainz is right fucking there. Why are you talking to me right now? I don't think they realized that it was Two Chainz, though. They were like, that's not Two Chainz. I'm like, that's fucking Two Chainz. But so there was this kid that was pretending that he didn't know who I was. And honestly, like, when I go out, I like meeting followers and whatever, too. But it's also nice to be refreshed and, like, meet someone that doesn't know who you are. So you don't have to feel like there's expectations.
Yeah.
So we're talking to, like, this group of kids and, like, their girlfriends and whatever. And whatever, we're hanging out. And they're all pretending not to know me. And I really thought that they didn't know me. And then, like, it slipped. We're going to the ocean. And it slips that, like, they were lying the whole time and that they knew me. And they just, like, wanted to hang out or whatever. Which is, like, whatever. Weird. Just don't lie about it. And then this kid, we're walking on the ocean with a group of us. And he just takes all of his clothes off. Like, everything completely butt naked. Slapping his dick side to side off of his legs, helicoptering in front of everyone. And we're not that drunk. And then he just starts, like, screaming, like, Brianna chicken fry, while he's helicoptering his dick. He got nervous. I was like, wait, so you guys did know me and you guys were just pretending you didn't? And his immediate reaction was to get completely butt-ass naked and helicopter his dick and start screaming my name and then run into the ocean. And then we never saw him.
Never. And as fast as he came into your life, he was gone.
When he ran into the ocean, I was like, I think this is where, you know, the road ends for this group of friends. And we're going to go separate ways. And I think I'm going to be done with this. Yeah.
That's a mature.
It was the strangest like, imagine that's your immediate reaction to get caught in a lie. You just get naked.
Some
and
people really
and
are unwell. Like, I'm really confused about that.
It's a little hard to digest. Like, it's I don't think I'm fully able to grasp visually.
Yeah, it was really, really crazy. That's actually a great question, because that was last weekend.
You're still thinking about it. You're like, what the fuck was that?
Yeah. And so that, like, has to be the weirdest relationship.
Don't you often actually, like, go out and drink with, like, do you just post that you're like, oh, if you're here, like, let's go out? Or do you actually go drink and go out with, like, fans and people from TikTok?
I never, like, go out with them, but once I'm at the bar and I meet them, I mean, they're always so cool.
Yeah.
They're always, like, it's fun. I feel like my demographic, and probably same with both of you guys, they're, like, people our age, and they're, like, they're not, like, little kids. They're people that actually we could potentially be friends with. So I love meeting them, and I'll drink with whoever. I'll drink with anyone that I meet, honestly.
That's what happened
if you're
in
cool,
New York.
You're cool.
I loved coming to New York, because it was, I guess, like, whatever. You guys must deal with this all the time. Like, we don't have that in L.A., like, can't walk anywhere. Like, I'm Ubering 40 minutes to and from the.
I love the walking city. It's awesome.
It's so nice. I was a moment away from signing a lease over there, but, like, it's crazy.
You should.
Like,
let's get Connor to
Connor,
New York.
Connor, if it was
a month ago, no, you guys are like, it's so miserable here right now. I can't breathe.
It's just hot. It's
a heat wave
for 2 days.
I'm a diehard New Yorker. Like, I seriously just think it's so fun. Like, just like
same.
Like, just like that kind of vibe. Like, walking everywhere, running into people. Let's go here. Like, it just, I love it.
Everyone's so just like, the vibes are up. I'm not a big
vibes
are good, but the vibes are great.
The vibes are up. No, really.
What I really love is that, like, if I have that Sunday Scaries thing in New York, I need to be alone, but I need to, like, be like what's it, stimulated. Like, I can just go get a coffee with my headphones in, and it's like, everything's okay.
And you can people watch. People watching
people
here is
watch,
awesome.
Yeah.
And everyone is in their own world, and it's like, no one's looking at me. No one's looking at me right now.
It's so nice. Awesome. Yeah. Brie, I was gonna say about drinking really quick. It's been so cool to see you from, like, when we were, like, I think whenever I first followed you, we were like babies. Like, metaphorically.
We were.
Like, I saw you in college, like, drinking with, like, when you post a fan, I'm like, well, Brie's fans, like, out drinking, like, taking shots with her fans.
It's crazy.
And then now you're in Miami, and you're in New York, and you're bouncing around, like, you're
I
at
know.
These fights, and you're, like, on jets, and it's
so
just
crazy.
Insane.
It's
insane.
It's so wild. I still don't believe it half the time. I still, right now, I'm like, this life is so crazy, and
it
happens
so
fast.
Well,
but it's,
we are,
like, the best
we are
thing
proud
in the world.
Of you. I think that you like,
so proud of you guys too.
I think it's fun to watch each other like with what's next. And it's like,
it is.
We're all,
awesome.
I think we're all in this like, growing period, but I think for you too, like you are not like age matters anyway, but you're young and you like
22.
Also have so much
I'm 22.
That are,
old.
That's going to happen. So
Taylor's
I'm excited
version.
To see it. And I we'll really see. Will be upset if we don't get drinks together soon. So
yeah, soon. And if I
know
ever
summer's
make it
crazy,
LA,
but we'll make
yes,
it happen.
Please.
This was fun.
I speaking of what's next, I'm curious, do you have this is your pedestal now. What's next? And
what's
any
next?
Any plugs right now to throw in before we
plugs,
say sayonara?
We talked about all the podcasts, of course, but my next goal, I want to really like focus on YouTube and vlogging and stuff like that. I feel like that's more of my element. I feel like my podcast even is just a vlogging podcast about my life. Mm-hmm. So Brianna Chicken Fry on YouTube. I'm getting a new producer. We're doing a bunch of new stuff and I'm going to blow up, baby. So
awesome.
Follow me
ready.
On YouTube.
We're
that's,
all
where,
ready.
That's where I'm going. Yeah. Can't wait.
Sick.
Awesome. Well, thank
Bring
you
the
so
best.
Much. You are
I love
the
you
shit,
guys.
And we
thank
love
you for coming.
Too.
Love you.
Of course.
And I'll see you guys both in New York. So
have
weird. And let me know
weekend.
If you're in LA.
Yes. When you sign your lease, we'll see you.
Please,
here.
Yeah. Happy 4th.
Happy 4th, everybody.
Let's go. Bye, Bri.
Bye. Bye, guys.
That was amazing.
That was good.
That was so good.
Guys, that was so much fun.
So much fun.
Thank you for listening. That was a really fun episode. We both love her, clearly. Also, don't forget to leave us a voicemail at 404-919-7752. We would love to hear from you. We want to hear about who you want on the podcast.
Yeah.
Any questions that you have for us, like, come on, we're excited. Like, and we want to also just, I might have mentioned this last week, but like, we want small creators to, you know, anyone that you love to see on TikTok, no matter what their following is, we would love to have them on. So let us know.
We also are very responsive on Instagram and Twitter. Tweet us, Talk Show Podcast, and obviously call the number. And we are posting, you know, obviously teasers for who we have on week by week. And you can DM us and send us questions for the creators. Again, like what Remy said, send in people you want to see. We are figuring this out as we go with you. So
yes. Thank you guys.
Hashtag
so
learn
much.
On TikTok.
And we are going to enjoy our 4th of July.
4th of July weekend. Cheers, Remy.
Cheers, Connor.
Bye, guys. Talk Show with Remy and Connor is a production of Cavalry Audio and iHeartMedia. Produced by Margot Carmichael. Executive produced by Remy Bader, Connor Wood, Dana Brunetti and Keegan Rosenberger, and sound engineering and editing by Jason Leibsler.
Listen on the iHeartRadio app, on Apple Podcasts, or wherever you get your podcasts.